radio.nz.
G'day, g'day, g'day. Guys and girls, gods and goddesses, eternal, infinite, powerful co-creators. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. I've been thinking about sending out my voice, sending out my message. And I'm finally here. I've woken up this morning and it's time. Time to tell you the truth. The truth. Not your truth. Not my truth. The truth. We have a problem. And in order to solve a problem, we first have to diagnose the problem. What is the problem? Why? In 2023 years, have we not reached enlightenment? Why are we still raping each other, bashing each other, verbally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually abusing each other? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what the answer is. It's slavery. If you think you're not a slave, stop paying your taxes. See what happens to you. If you think you're not a slave, go back and do some research on the slave plantations in America and the parallels in our society. The only difference is that it's hidden now. It's occulted. Did you know that the word occult actually means hidden? Have you done any research into the Latin meaning, the Latin-based meanings of the language that we speak? The English language, the bastardized English language that we speak, comes from the base and the root of the Latin language. Occulte, occultare means hidden, concealed. The occultists are not people. The occult is hidden. Hidden anything. Hidden knowledge in more specific terms. And the dark occultists that use this knowledge to keep us in chains, and they have done for centuries, for millennia, since the beginning of human existence. Why? Because they get a one-up on the rest of us. Why? Because they get all the power and control. Because they can pass that power and control down their lineages, down their bloodlines. If you think that that doesn't still happen, that there isn't still monarchies, you're deluded. You are living in a fantasy. You've taken the blue pill. I'm here to red pill you today, hard. Red pill. You know what the red pill stands for? Truth. T-R-U-T-H with a capital T. Not your truth. Not my truth. The truth. So the truth is, we are slaves. We were created as slaves to mine gold for the Anunnaki. There is many, many monolithic images and research that we can back this up with, which I can't really show to you on audio, can I? But I'll be back, don't worry. You can also find this information in Mark Passio's podcast, whatonearthishappening.com. So, we are slaves. Let that sink in. Let that sink into you. Debt slaves in the West. Get a mortgage, get a house. Takes you how many years to pay off your life, your whole life? You know what the Latin base meaning of the word mortgage is? Death grip. Say it again for those of you in the back. Death grip is what a mortgage is. Because you don't ever truly own land. I got a friend who said that he is paying off a mortgage, $1,500 a week, and only $200 of that actually goes to pay the mortgage. The rest goes to pay interest. Usury. Where did interest come from? It came from the Judeo term and the word's escaping me now. Use of the word usury. It's brilliant. It really is brilliant. These darker cultures really do have us sorted out, controlled, under the thumb, boot to the face, however you want to see slavery. Now just give me a sec here. I am doing this, I'm recording this while I take my baby for a walk. A baby who I had at home with no help, unassisted, apart from her partner, apart from his daddy. Now, back to the problem, and let me tell you there will be a solution. There's one problem that underlies all the other problems in our world, in our society, in the matrix, and the problem is slavery. Human slavery. But not only humans are slaves, animals are slaves as well. We keep them in cages, we skin them alive for fur to keep us warm, we steal their babies so that we can steal their milk. You know, we steal their flesh. But anyway, back to humans for now. That might be a bit too far for my first ever recording. So, the problem is human slavery. And a little problem now is walking past someone mowing the lawn, so just give me a sec here. Da 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 da. Ah, beautiful house, beautiful day, beautiful garden. Remember what I told you at the start, family. You are infinite. You are powerful co-creators. You have infinite value, and that is what the darker cultures are trying to keep from you. They're trying to stop you from knowing this, and they're trying to keep you in the slave programming in the mind. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day, huh?
Yes.
So, what's the solution? I think you know. I think you know deep down in your heart how bad things are and how bad things can get. Since having my son, I've had this calling, screaming, really, internal monologue of how badly I need to get this information out. Actually, it's been much before that. It's been a long, long time coming. So let's break down the solution, eh? There's only one solution, and that's morality. Morality. Morality under natural law. Do you know what natural law is? Do you know what morality is? There are 7 transgressions in natural law. And just as I start to say this, the sky starts to send us some beautiful water. Gracias, salawa. The 7 transgressions of natural law are rape, theft, murder, trespass, coercion. Shit, and I can never remember the last two. I'm going to have to edit this. But anyway, they all boil down to theft. Don't take what does not belong to you. Rape is taking somebody's free will to have sexual relations with who they choose. Murder is taking somebody's life. Theft is, you know, obviously taking someone's property. Coercion is stealing their ability to make decisions without being under threat of violence. And trespass is stealing somebody's ability to have the right to privacy. and we'll get to the other two, but I just really had to record this today. I knew I was going to forget the other two, but I'll be back. Excuse me, I'm going up a hill. So, it all boils down to don't take what doesn't belong to you. And do no harm. Do no harm to any sentient beings. That dog there, that's barking, he's barking because he's doing his job. He's barking because he's a sentient being. And he knows he's alive. He knows he has feelings. He knows he's breathing. He's got a face. He's got eyes. He's got ears. He's got everything he needs to sense this reality. Luckily in this country, we treat dogs as, you know, man's best friend, but that can't be said for every country, especially not China, who eat them. Anyway, so, natural law. Natural law needs to be learnt and taken into your heart, taken into your person, understood and lived. We all have free will. We can all choose to do the wrong thing. We can all choose to do the right thing. Now, if you believe that there is no difference between right and wrong, you're a fucking idiot. And you're part of the problem. And I don't give a shit. If you want to get offended and you need to turn this off, do it. You're not the people I'm trying to reach. You're not the souls I'm trying to reach. You are a new age agenda bullshit propagandist that is taking others straight to fucking hell and creating a hell here on earth. And we're supposed to be doing the opposite to that, is creating heaven on earth. Alright, I'm just going past someone's house and there's a cop outside and he's lurking in there, looking in the window. Oh my God, we'll get to the police on another podcast. So, and not just the police, the military and any authority figures who think that they have the right to tell anybody else what to do with their life. It must be a free will decision what we do with our lives, but it must be under morality of natural law. There is no other solution to slavery. It cannot be undone. The slavery, the chains cannot be broken any other way. Not only will they not be broken any other way, they can't be broken any other way. Morality is the way. Do no harm is the way. Natural law is the way. Morality under natural law. I'll say it again till I'm fucking blue in the face. And there comes a blue car. Anyway, so let's go over some of the principles. First things first of natural law. And now I'm just doing this off the top of my head, so I'm going to do the best I can. And when I get home, if I ever have any time, because my baby keeps me busy 100% of the day and night, then I'll go over my notes that I actually have written down. But this is what I have internalized. This is what I have brought into my heart, my mind, and my body, and my soul. And I know to be the truth, and I want to share with you. So first things first, principle, principia in Latin means first things first. Principles must be learnt and integrated. So the first principle of natural law is ready. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to get them in order. I'm not going to get them in order. I'm just going to say them as they come. So the first one, which is actually a really good one to start with, is gender. Every single thing in nature has a gender, male or female. We humans have a gender, male or female. Our languages have genders, masculine and feminine. La and li in French. En español. La Elle. Why would you think in 2023 that gender is just a construct, when you can go out into nature and you can see, you can observe with your senses, with your eyes, with your hands, hopefully not your hands, don't be a perv, with your eyes, that animals, birds, trees, everything, plants, have a gender. And we have to have both of those in order to create another being. The union of the masculine and the feminine, the male and the female, the sperm and the egg. It's basic fucking biology. These idiots, and I'm in New Zealand, these idiots that think that gender is a construct. And there's like an endless list of genders, non-binary and all these pronouns. They are fucking insane. They are mentally insane. And I feel sorry for them because a lot of them are young kids and they have been indoctrinated at the universities, at the schools by massive woke leftist agendas that are anti-life. Essentially, all it is what all this boils down to is anti-life. Right, I need to pause this and continue in a minute. See you guys soon. Love ya.
We're following their orders and we're bringing about hell on earth, not heaven on earth. Radio.nz. And that's not what I want for my baby. Is that what you want for your baby? Is that what you want for yourself? Stop the self-loathing. You are a co-creator. You are eternal. You are.
All right, guys, worth. I'm back. And so, g'day, infinite. G'day, guys and girls, gods and goddesses.
There is
eternal,
no number you can put on
powerful
earth.
Co-creators. Where were we?
They don't want you to know this.
Principles of natural law. All right, so, I said about gender. Now, those another one is
knowledge.
And cause and effect.
That's what I mean when I say dark.
So, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And that action might cause that reaction to happen in a delayed time manner. It might not happen straight away. Another way to look at it would be karma. You might not get instant karma for something that you've done, but you will pay for your sins. You will pay. At some point, there's no getting away with anything. Have you done something good? You done something helpful, something from love, some from the heart, you will also receive your karma for that. And maybe not instantly. Or maybe it will be enough for just a smile and a thank you from somebody that you've helped. A homeless person on the street that you buy a hotel for the night because you haven't talked to him and you see that he knows about everything that we're discussing. And he just has decided, no, I'm not participating in this system anymore. I'm going to go live on the street so I don't have to pay taxes to child trafficking Satanists. Anyway, cause and effect. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
And the
I've decided
is morality.
To leave the principles until I get home. Because I'd rather just talk to you about what's on my mind while I go for a walk with my bubs. And leave the principles for when I have my notes in front of me so I don't screw it up. So, I'm just warning you that there's someone coming close to me, and I might stop talking for a sec because of that. Morning. Alright. So, I want to talk about the New Age agenda and the idea that there is no truth. or that everything is 99% truth and 10% lies. Well, the idea that your truth is the truth or my truth is the truth, all of that is false. Now there is your truth. Your truth does exist. Your truth is what happened in your life, your experiences in your life that no one can tell you that didn't happen, right? But the truth are universal laws that we can see and feel, touch and smell, and prove that exists in our reality, in nature, by our senses, by our observation skills. So, an example of that would be gravity. You take a ball, or like Isaac Newton, you know, sat under the apple tree and observed the apples fell. Again and again and again and again and again and again till he was fucking blue in the face, the apples fell. Now you take a ball and you drop the ball. Put your arm up over your head, drop the ball. You drop that ball 100 times, you tell me, how many times out of 100 that ball doesn't drop when you let it go? Tell me how many times out of 1,000 that ball doesn't drop when you let it go. Tell me how many times out of 10,000, out of 1,000,000, on and on and on it goes. Water is wet. Right, here's another one. Fire is hot. Yeah, you know, you get some people saying, no, but water's not always wet. Sometimes it's hard. That's not water. That's ice. Oh, but water, you know, can be steamed, can be boiled, turns into steam. That's not water. That's steam. Water in its natural state is wet. And if you don't believe that these things are as I say they are, or as we can all observe that they are, why do you teach your children that they are that way? Why do you tell your child, watch out, that's hot. No, hot, hot, don't touch. That will burn you. Why do you tell them that? Because you don't want them to come to any harm, right? Well, I don't want you to come to any harm. I don't want anything to come to any harm. I don't want any fucking little minute ant to come to any harm. But that's another whole thing. That's another whole story. But the point is that there are universal laws that are the truth. The truth, the truth. With a capital T. Your truth is your truth with a lowercase t. Just like the God that created everything you see, the omnipotent, omnipresent, omnipotent, everywhere at all times, all-knowing and all-powerful creator that created everything and gave it the ability to co-create, is God with a capital G. And the demigods like Zeus, Athena, Aphrodite, Horus, Isis are all gods with a lowercase g. Yes, they are important. Yes, they have meaning. Yes, they have purpose. But they ain't the objective source. Just like your truth and your perception of the truth is not the objective reality that we find ourselves in. We need to align our perception with the truth. Only then will we find peace. Will we find harmony in ourselves and in our relationships and in our world?
Oh my gosh, it's bin day here in Auckland, New Zealand, and I'm having to navigate around these bins, so just excuse my panting and puffing. Oh my god, and the bin truck is very loud. There it goes. So, brings me to my next point. I don't really give a shit if you want to turn this off and you don't want to hear it. You want to stick your head in the sand. All that does is prove what you are, and that is part of the problem. If you ignore the truth, you are part of the problem. Morning. I'm just recording something. I gotta be a bit careful around here because I've been putting stickers up around my neighbourhood, and some people don't like them. They take them down. Thank you. Shout out to White Rose New Zealand for making those beautiful stickers and helping us to get our message out some way, one way or the other. There's many different ways. But this, what I'm doing right now, is the best way. To use your voice, your throat chakra, for what it was meant to be used for. We are not meant to be slaves. The Creator did not want us to be slaves. That's a whole other topic that I'll have to go into another day, and I'm not actually qualified to be talking about that right now, because the next topic is the trivium, right? So how do you find the truth? The trivium is the answer. The trivium used to be taught to children in schools, and they stopped teaching it because they don't want you to know this information. Because if you knew, humanity would be free. And if humanity's free, with no authority, no institutions controlling the every moves, every dollar, then they lose, and they don't want to lose. And there's nothing new under the sun. This has been going on for millennia, and we're sick of it. How many more lives have to be taken for nothing? How many more people have to die for nothing? And what I mean by nothing is for the purposes of the dark occult. For them to keep their $10,000 shoes, their $100,000 Hermes bags, handbags. Who the fuck has $100,000 to spend on a fucking handbag? So the trivium is, just quickly, and hopefully I don't get drowned out. Hello. The trivium is knowledge, grammar, and rhetoric. Three simple steps. Might take a lot of time, but they are three simple steps, and let me explain it to you in an easy way to understand. Think of yourself as a computer. What goes into your mind is the code. The processing. Sorry, and the code is knowledge. The processing is grammar. And the output is the rhetoric. I am now speaking the rhetoric because I have done many, many years of collecting a vast array of knowledge from many different sources, books, personal experience, my truth, videos, podcasts, you name it, conferences, the Nexus conference, multi days, you know, I could list them all, but we're almost out of time, so I only have a limited time, and I'm trying to give you the golden nuggets here, which is the trivium. It's how you find the truth. You have to put the time in and the attention in. Those are the two spiritual currencies.
the currencies that we use, the promissory note that has no gold standard backing up, that piece of paper, that empty piece of paper, has no value. That is part of the matrix. What does have value is you. You have infinite value. And your time and your attention are your two greatest currencies and resources and gifts. That's why when you're in the presence of somebody else and that present, that is the best present that they could give you, is their presence, their time, their attention, their listening. And I thank you for listening and giving me your time and attention right now. So educate yourself on the trivium, please. There's lots of resources online. Excuse me. When you're getting close to the truth, there's little anomalies that come up like that, like trucks going past me all the bloody time. But anyway, I've given you a lot of golden nuggets. There is right and there is wrong behavior. There is right and there is wrong thought. And there is right and there is wrong emotion. That's why the Hindus and the yogis, which I have studied, by the way, in India, I've traveled the world for 3 years, I was obsessed with finding God, obsessed with finding source, obsessed with finding purpose, obsessed with finding what the fuck we're supposed to be doing in this life. And I still am. I still am, but I have found some answers and I want to give them to you. I want to help everybody. Because that's the way we're getting out of this. You know why? Because the real enemy or enemies are not the politicians. The real enemies are not the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or the Bilderbergs or the Morgans or the bankers or the people who you think it is. That's not the real enemy. The real enemy are your neighbors who sleep, who slumber, are your family and friends who sleep, who slumber, who hit the book of truth out of your hand when you try to give it to them, when you try to give them precious knowledge that you have sacrificed thousands of hours to get, to acquire, to sort through, to take out the contradictions. Sorry, baby. Oh, look at my bubba. Because the bins are in the way. Okay, I had to move the bin so I can keep walking. Walking and talking. You can walk the walk, you're going to talk the talk, you better walk the walk. And that's what I'm trying to do. So, where did I go? Where did I go? I went off on a tangent there a little bit. Right, so the enemy. Know your fucking enemy. Know your enemy! Rage Against the Machine. Does that ring a bell for anyone? Fucking, I used to love them. And then they're telling everybody after COVID that they had to get the jab. They had no safety data. And that was one of the biggest scams in history, to go and see the concert. And they have a song saying, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Please, be careful of false prophets. You are your own prophet. You can find the answers yourself. Because truth has a resonance. And it is your job to align your perception with the resonance of truth. So, back to who the real enemy is. And people aren't going to like this. This is going to go down like a cold cup of sick. I don't like it. But the truth is harsh. And I'd rather be slapped in the face with the truth than kissed with a lie. The enemy is the people who sleep, the people who follow orders for a paycheck and don't have any conscience, don't have any morality, don't ask questions. Why? How? Where? Why? Why is the most important? That's why I said it twice. How, where, why, what, and who. That's part of the knowledge process, the first step of the trivium. But most people don't ask these questions. And I know, you're busy trying to feed your family and you're busy trying to live your life, but hey, I fucking live my life too. I've managed to get up to six figures by the time I was 25 and then travel the world for 3 years and still learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. There is no excuse. Don't give me those feeble excuses that you don't have time. Because you do. That's all you've got. What you don't have is you don't have the time not to do it. You don't have the time not to research it. Unless you want to see this world in absolute, utter, total slavery for your children. And oh my God, I can't believe the synchronicity that just happened. I have just said that, talking about little ones. And there's a mummy duck. Oh, mummy duck with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 little ducklings. Oh my God, they're the first ones this year that I've ever seen this year. Oh, they're so cute. Can you see them, baby? Look. Look, Fubby, look at the little ducklings. Oh my goodness, look at them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, good job, mummy. Good job, mama. And the sad thing is that nature is harsh and most of those ducklings will be dead soon. I saw it last year. We had so many of them in our backyard, and the cats around here, the predators, they eat them. They use them as food, as a food source. Just like we're being used as a food source. Enter the matrix. What were they using humans for? What were the machines using humans for? A battery. A food source. I want to count them again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 11. Oh my God, they're so cute. Oh, they're so fuzzy and cute with their little legs popping along. Oh my goodness. So I come to you from the mother bear perspective. I'm pushing my little bear cub right now and I'm walking right behind a mummy who has all these little babies that she has to look after. And that's only where I'm coming from. I'm not trying to beat anyone up. I'm not trying to berate anyone. I'm not trying to make anyone feel like shit. I'm trying to make the world better. And I've finally got the friggin' answer. It's like the hardest math equation ever. And there is actually a science behind natural law. There is actually an equation behind that. But that's more advanced, something that I'm only just starting to breach, so I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I've crossed the road so that those little ducklings don't have to be worried about me, the big human, who most humans would eat them. So I hope that they have a good day. I'm home now. And, yeah, just remember, time and attention are the two spiritual currencies. Look up the trivium. Know the trivium. Integrate it into yourself. Excuse me. There is the truth. Don't let any fool tell you. There's no such thing as the truth, and it's all perception. Because that's the biggest fucking dark occultist lie there is. Truth comes first. Truth, love, and then freedom. Truth has to come first. Because if truth doesn't come first, how can you know love? How can you know freedom? How can you know anything if you don't know truth? You can't. It's simple. You can't. End of. True love and true freedom can only be known once you realize that truth can be known. And that's enough for today. My beautiful family, my brothers and sisters, I love you, and I hope we can unshackle these chains for ourselves and for the future generations.
Aho and Soldiers. Just one more thing before I clock off for the day. The reason that the people who sleep around us are the enemy is because of aggregate karma, the collective karma that we are under. Freedom is directly related to the morality of society. The more moral a society is, the more free they are. The less moral, the more scumbaggery, trash, don't give a shit about anything. Let children learn about sex from the youngest age. Let pedophiles have access to them. You know, we could go on and on and on about the effects, but the cause is immorality. The more immoral a society is, the more unfree they are. The more in slavery they are, the more under control they are, the more in darkness they are, the more in confusion they are, the more in the muck, the more in the mud, the muddy waters. And it gets worse than that. It could get to be fire, hellfire, the more in hellfire they could be in. And I don't mean that from a biblical point of view. I mean that from an actual point of view. Now, that's why they are the enemy, because we have an aggregate karma. So if you're a good person, but you're 1 out of 100, and then you blow that up and up and up and up from your neighborhood to the next neighborhood to the next neighborhood, there's only one good person who are following natural law and are doing no harm, where do you think we're going to be? Where do you think our children are going to be? We're in a state of slavery. We're under their control. We're running their programs. We're doing their work for them. We're doing their bidding. We're following their orders. And we're bringing about hell on earth, not heaven on earth. And that's not what I want for my baby. Is that what you want for your baby? Is that what you want for yourself? Stop the self-loathing. You are a co-creator. You are eternal. You are worth an infinite amount. There is no number you can put on your worth. And they don't want you to know this. The dark occultists, when I say they, the dark occultists, those who know this knowledge and they hide it from us, is what I mean when I say dark occultists. Those who know and they don't share the knowledge. Or they know and they're scared to share. That used to be me. I'm not scared to share anymore. It's going out and I hope it reaches somebody somewhere in the world. Otherwise, what are we fighting for? My baby. I'm looking at my baby's beautiful blue eyes. And his beautiful little chubby cheeks. Nom, nom, nom. My baba. And my whole life has a whole new meaning. But it's also the same meaning as it has been. It's just more motivation now for me. So there you go. I'm signing off for today. That's enough. We're home. I gotta go. Give him lots of cuddles, lots of kisses, lots of love, lots of true love and freedom without his nappy. Get that nappy off, eh? All right. Kisses, 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 hugs and loves to you, my brothers and sisters, my family, my friends, everywhere in the world. We can win, but we can also lose. So remember, the problem is slavery, and the solution is morality. Simple. Fucking simple. Later.